Welcome to this week's HMD radio show. Tonight I'm going to be drinking an IPA from Tool, a sour from Kinnegar, and we're playing mostly old music with a few new ones that you may have heard over the last few weeks. Kicking us off, here's Ministry, Burning Inside.
Thank you.
was Pelican and Pink Mammoth 10-inch. They released back in 2007. That was the title track off that, Pink Mammoth. And before that, opening up the show, we had Ministry, Burning Inside, off there, In Case You Didn't Feel Like Showing Up, live album, which is fucking essential for any collection. It's one of those records I go back to quite regularly. It's fucking deadly. I'd love to have seen them on that tour. I'm kind of enjoying the old music at the moment this week. I'm going to play a few new ones in a bit, but I've just been flicking back through my collection and found some doozies. So I'm going to play this. I was listening to this a bit over the weekend. The Probot album. Like, I forget how fucking deadly it is. All the songs on it are amazing. So, what one am I going to play? I'm going to play the Wino song, The Emerald Law. This is class.
Man from the back.
That was the title track from Sleep's Holy Mountain. And yeah, what an amazing album that is. And then before that, you had Probot, The Emerald Law, the song he did with Wino, which is a fucking great song. So I've been supping away on this first beer for the last while. It's Tool's Garden of Eden. It's a fruit IPA. And Jesus, the bang off it, it's citrusy, and the taste off it, it's fruity, but a real sour fruit. It's quite a hazy to pour, and yeah, it's fucking gorgeous. I seem to have developed this taste for sour beers in the last couple of weeks, and I used to fucking hate them, but I was out last Friday night, and there was a few on offer in the pub I was in, and I was fucking lapping them up. They were damn tasty. Everyone else around me thought they were sick, but there you go. But yeah, this one is really nice. It's really sort of citrusy flavor, but real bitter. Yeah, clean sort of bitterness, but a real IPA, so that sort of citrus hop is coming through that you get. I don't know, I'm trying to think what hop they could be using it. I don't know, whatever, I guess I'll be wrong anyway. Yeah, get it if you can. There's only two bottles of it left in the off license I got it from, the Mace at the back of James's Hospital if you're in the area. So, moving along, gonna play something that I got last week. I've been listening to a lot of this. It's the Black Heat album, Shifting Mirrors, and I'll play the first song off it. This is Anatolia. We'll be right back. was Constellations off the recent Black Mountain album 4. I played a song off it the week it came out, and I think I may have been overly hard on it. I was listening to it the weekend when I had friends over, and it was good background music, and a couple of songs kind of jumped out on me a bit more. I think I was expecting something else from it than I actually got, and I just need to take a while to have a listen and give it a proper go. So I'll be doing that over the next while. It is very much a laid back album, more so than I thought I was going to get. So yeah, maybe that's where the confusion was, but there you have it. Before that was Black Heat and Anatolia off their album Shifting Mirrors, which is fucking so catchy, that album. It's full of deadly riffs. Definitely check it out if you can. Now, what I'm going to play, looking through the list of stuff I've gotten recently, sure I'll have to play something off that. JK Flesh, been listening to that album a lot this week. Rise Above, it's called. Came out last week. And I'm going to play a song off this. This is Swarm. Thank you. Okay, that's Mike and the Melvins. Bummer Conversation off their album Three Men and a Little Lady. Three Men and a Baby. Sorry, I'm getting confused with the sequel to the classic 80s movie, Three Men and a Baby, where the baby grows up to be a little lady. And yeah, so that's out earlier this year, and it's fucking deadly. It's I played the song off there when it came out, and I should really be playing more of it. It's good, good stuff. So I'm on to the second beer of tonight. I haven't drank that much of it. I've drank a bit of it, and yeah, that the reason why I haven't drank much of it is I'm not sure about this one. This is the Kinnegar Sour Grapes. It's a Kettle Sour Series number 4. So it says it's a fruity, summery sour with hints of white grapes, apple and citrus. And yeah, you certainly get all those in abundance. But there's a fucking aftertaste off it that's mental. It's like, you know when you're eating, I don't know, when you're baking a cake and the raw ingredients before you bake it, the sort of flour and all that, it's just really, yeah, it's not great. It's not great. I don't think I'll be getting that one again. So, word to the wise, Kinnegar Sour Grapes. Try it if you like, but I won't be giving it another go. Right, moving on. I'm going to play something off the Whoa Fat album because I'm fucking loving this. This is Riftborn, and the album is Midnight Comet. We'll be right back. Riff Born, Wow Fat, and Midnight Comet is the album. Get it, it's fucking deadly. And yeah, we're near the end of the show, so I'm gonna do me farewells before I play the next track. So if you want to get in touch, you can email hmdradioshow@gmail.com or on Facebook, the HMD Radio Show, or on Twitter at HMD on the radio. So this Saturday, Yurt are launching their third album, and that's on In the Lower Deck, or sorry, the Bellow Bar as it's now called. And I would advise anybody who is into good music, go along. They may not be good music, but if you're into it, go along. Now the new album is fucking deadly. I've been playing a lot on the show and a lot off the show, and it's fucking brilliant. I'm really looking forward to this gig. So I'm going to play a track off the new album to finish up with. If you're listening on Grip Delusion, you'll probably miss the end of it, but you can check it out on Radioactive, where the show is available on demand. If you're listening on Radioactive, you will definitely hear all of it. This is Unknown Component off the new Yurt album 3.